Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yo, minasan, it's Manga Sensei. Welcome back to the 30 Day Challenge. The final and official 2 week mark, the 30 Day Challenge. And tomorrow is the biggest day. People tend to drop off on this 30 Day Challenge when it comes to Saturday, or not Saturday, the 15th day of the podcast. So keep a heads up. Think about that. Don't give up. If you're really struggling with it right now, that's okay. Remember, you can always go back. And often when learning a language, it's like drinking out of a fire hose. So be able to take in as much as you can. If you miss some, that's okay. We'll do our best, and you can always go back and refer back to this episode as well as the book that we have published, the Manga Sensei 30 Day Challenge Field Guide, and we'll get on that. Okay, so with that, let's talk about today's particle. We're back on particles. We've done a lot about verbs. We did wa in ga and to in ya earlier, but now we've kind of exhausted the whole thing you know about verbs. You know how to conjugate them, or at least you've been acquainted with conjugation now. You know how to put them in tense, so you know if it's past tense or positive, negative or negative past, and what have you. There is no future tense. And today we're finally taking and shifting this down to a more conversational note. You have all of the building blocks that you really need to start formulating good, strong sentences. So with that, we're going to learn ka. So there's these interesting things called sentence ending particles. And they do exactly what they sound like. They end the sentence and they either add something called area of information, or they change the whole meaning of the sentence. Let me show you what I mean. If I say, 私の名前はジョンです. My name is John. 私の名前, my name はジョンです. My name is John. Now, if I say, 私あの名前はジョンです. 名前はジョンです. Ka, which is today's particle, ka, makes it a question. Is my name John? You know, if you have a niece or something. Or you can ask, 名前はサムですか? Is your name Sam? But I'm taking this question and I'm turning it into a statement and turning it into a question by adding ka to the end. I can say, 日本に行きますか? 日本に行きますか? So I turn that whole sentence, if there's ka at the end, equals a question, okay? Now, something to remember about the particle ka, and a lot about Japanese. Japanese can, of course, use inflection. Makes it, the inflection makes it a question. However, the ka is a physical representation of the question mark and is often used particularly with formal speech. Anytime you use des or mas or try to say something politely. What's important to note is if you put the verb in base 3 and add ka, it's going to be very, very harsh and somewhat rude. So please make sure not to put it in plain form. Always make sure you have mas or des or deshita or dewa arimasen deshita when using and trying to speak to people in this polite way when using ka. If you are speaking in an informal way to a friend or a family member, go ahead and simply just use inflection in your voice. So just keep that in mind. So remember when using this, you're going to have your whole sentence and then add ka on the end to make it a question. Let's try a couple more. If I say something like, Amerika-jin desu ka? Amerika-jin, American, desu ka? Are you American? Or I can say, Nihongo, Japanese, hanashimasu ka? So do you speak Japanese? So I can take all of those different things there, and then I add ka to the end makes it a question in a formal sentence, having des or mas or making it work there. A physical representation of the question mark is ka. There are a number of other sentence-ending particles, and they're a lot of fun, okay? They're a lot of fun. And we're going to be going over those towards the end of the challenge, but now you should be able to ask questions. What I recommend you do for this particular day, if you want to ask questions, is think of the best dating questions you can come up with. You know, the 20 questions you would ask somebody and try to identify something, and then translate those to Japanese. What's your name? Where are you from? What do you do? How old are you? Things like that, and then I'd cut to the end of those sentences. 何歳ですか? これは何ですか? What is this? どこに行きますか? Where are you going? And such like that. With that, though, I will sign off. Thank you so much, and I will be here tomorrow breaking down a new part of Japanese knowledge for you, as I do every single day. With that, じゃあね!
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.